there's absolutely no doubt some of the challenges that we've raised over 12 months ago in this area have not been properly addressed, and the main issue being the times for the ambulance and the response times. Only recently in Letterkenny we had a situation where someone had to wait 45 minutes. We had a case then a month ago in Letterkenny again where people had to wait 45 minutes. So, I mean, I think the National Ambulance Service is only trying to fool themselves by coming out and trying to tell us that they're doing a great job and everything's in order, because the people on the ground know, the people who've been contacting me, letting me know of the huge delays that they're having, know full well that it's not good enough in the outskirts of Letterkenny to have to wait 45 minutes on an ambulance to come for the patient, when at the same time you could have up to 10 ambulance vehicles in Letterkenny Hospital. We just need to put additional crews in place in Letterkenny in the heart of the county, and we need to review the policy as well, because as I said before, the model they have is a model that probably works fine in Dublin and around the commuter belt where you have motorways and plenty of it, and the whole geographical spread of Donegal and the road network we have is very challenging and it's different, and I think that the model that the ambulance service needs to put in place for Donegal needs to be somewhat different. It's not good enough that families or those who are in desperate need of help has to wait 45 minutes for an ambulance. And again, I'm calling the National Ambulance Service to put additional crews in place as a matter of urgency for the start of 2019. I would call upon them to put the resources that we need in Donegal for the people that we have here, a huge population of 160,000, a massive geographical spread, and I think we deserve to have the same response times as other part of the country.
And indeed, as you touched on there, one of the challenges that the NAS highlighted themselves was turnaround times in the emergency department.
That's been a massive issue, you know, something we've been highlighting for some time as well. Again, I think this is down to resources. We've been calling on some time for additional resources to be put in place in the emergency departments in Letterkenny to support the huge challenge that the staff are having there. And another challenge as well is the discharge times as well. So I think there has to be a closer working relationship between the emergency department, the ambulance service, and indeed the hospital management as well. They need to all come together because we need to try and work to find solutions here. I think we're only fooling ourselves. We've come on time and time again presenting reports to try and say that everything's fine when the people at the coalface will tell us it's not fine. And the people that I want to pay tribute to is the ambulance crews themselves, who I believe go way beyond their call of duty, try their level best considering the resources available to them. I think we need to look at additional resources to support the management and the ambulance services there, to support the crews that's there, because the crews, the coalface, are the people who has to turn up 45 minutes after the call, and it's not fair on them either. So I think we owe it to the crews on the ground to put additional crews in place, additional resources in place to meet the demand that's there in Donegal.